Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What do you know about crawdads? Do you know anything about crawdads?
I know that I had one crawdad or crawfish. Is that the same thing? Crawfish boil in Texas when I lived there, and
probably.
They were disgusting.
Okay.
They're bottom feeders. They don't taste good.
Okay. I don't know anything about them. And we have like this little, it's like a lake in our neighborhood. It's like, I don't know what it is, a mile around, mile and a half. And then there's a storm drain that comes out of the mountain into the lake. And all the crawdads hang out there. And they come zipping down the storm drain. And
I didn't even know we had them in Colorado.
Yeah. Oh. So he was out there last night with a buddy and a flashlight and a Home Depot bucket. And they had, the bucket was topped off with the crawdads.
You have that many?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, what? What are you doing? And I guess he's been out there and he's been catching them and releasing them. But the other day, I wasn't aware of this. He caught a bunch with a buddy, took them to my neighbor's house, and they cooked them and ate them.
No. Is he okay?
I mean, there hasn't been any sickness or anything in the house. But can you get worms?
Sewer drainage crawdads?
He's eating sewer crawdads.
That's disgusting.
That's what I'm thinking.
Teenage boy thing to do, too.
Okay, so on one hand, I'm like, this is rad. He's out getting crawdads out of a storm drain, living his best life, right?
He's not on the Xbox.
On the other hand, he's not on a tablet, you know. And on the other hand, I'm like, you're eating sewer. They're like rats almost to me.
That just gave me the shit. Like, that's, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I don't like it either. I'm uncomfortable with this, so I don't.
He actually ate them. They ate them. Like ate them up.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
So I don't know. He might get sick.
Good for him though. I mean, like, I don't know. I remember when I was really young, I did something stupid, and we would magnifying glass like fry roly polies and eat them.
Oh,
like as a child.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. But we were like, we fried them up, and so we.
What is wrong with you?
A lot. I mean, we've discussed this a lot, but that was just one of the things.
Roly polies.
Yeah, I was like 9, 10 years old.
I don't feel so bad about the crawdads now.
At least they actually cooked the crawdads.
I'm thinking of your girlfriend right now who kisses you.
Well, it was years ago. I've brushed my teeth since then. It's fine. Yeah, never got sick.
Anyway, that wasn't what we were going to talk about. I just was like looking at my phone. I was like, I don't know anything about crawdads. I don't know if it's safe to eat them if they're coming out of some random sewer pipe.
Well, it's like a southern delicacy, but
I guess if you boil it, if they have anything inside them, it's going to get killed. If you boil them long enough, but still, I don't know.
That's gross. I don't like
that. You know, I don't like it either.
Keep
he's grounded.
Keep an eye on it.
As soon as I get home today, he's grounded. I grabbed a bite with my buddy the other day. Yeah, they had gotten a new puppy. I mean, this thing's like 6 months old, but somehow the dog got into an office closet and pulled out a wedding album that was in the closet. And proceeded to chew it up.
Oh, no.
And it's an album because they were married like, I don't even know, probably early 2000s. So it's pictures.
Yeah, real life pictures.
It's real life pictures printed from Walgreens or something. But it's real life photo from in this scrapbook. And the dog got a hold of it and just chewed the bejesus out of it.
That's heartbreaking.
Oh, his wife is devastated.
Because
there's no digital backup for these pictures. He's saying there was something like 500 pictures in the album, that from ceremony to reception to family portraits.
Is it all gone?
Pictures with like grandparents and stuff that aren't around anymore, shredded. He's like, there's a handful in there that are still salvageable. He's like, but a majority of them, I mean, he's like, we weren't home for a couple hours.
And the dog got the goods. Yeah.
The dog was like, this is my chew toy. So just destroyed the wedding album. I was like, well, what do you do? I mean, you got a puppy. There's nothing you can do about it. But it's just one of those moments where you're like, damn it. Why'd we get a dog? Why in the world did we get a dog?
It's rough.
It's rough. It is. Rough. So if you guys have a story about what your dog destroyed at your house. I see lines are ringing. Josh, do you have one before you get phones? 303-691-1649. You guys on hold, hang tight. Do you have one by chance?
I do. So my sister, she and her husband raise and breed golden doodles, okay? So this was about last year. They had the mother dog, and she got into my sister's purse. So not only did she destroy the purse. But my sister's purse was air-tagged, so she, in case she ever lost anything. So the dog swallowed that air-tag whole. And immediately my sister and her husband took the dog to the vet, and they're like, do we need surgery? Like, what's going on? And the vet was like, hey, you know what? Everything looks intact there.
It too shall pass.
I think this dog can pass it. And so they were able to follow the air tag as the dog for a couple days, passed it safely, and we all watched it on a live stream, essentially, as the dog was able to safely get rid
pass
of that.
It.
But she completely destroyed her purse, her wallet,
fancy
her
purse,
credit cards.
Like,
I don't know
designer.
What it wasn't like a Gucci or anything, but it was, you know, it was a nice purse. But the whole thing was ate the credit cards and the air tag. And that was when I was like, you know what? I grew up with dogs my whole life. I'm very glad I don't have one right now.
Yeah, they can be little terrors for sure.
Well, it's expensive just to even get your dog checked of what they're eating and full of air tags and things like that. So.
Right, when they're eating really bad things, you got to go get the x-rays. You're like, yep, there's the air tag. What a great endorsement for Apple, though, that your dog can eat it and pass it. And
survive stomach acid. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Pass it safely.
All right, guys. What did your dog destroy? We want to hear about it. We want your stories. If you want to call in and tell us what your dog destroyed, all based off a lunch I had with my buddy the other day, and his new puppy got into an office closet, pulled out a wedding album with about 500 photos, and proceeded to make it his biatch. Completely chewed up all the wedding photos. He said... his wife is devastated. What did your dog eat? 303-691-1649. Ron wrote in on the text line and said, after my grandpa passed away, I inherited his handwritten recipe book that had been in the family for a long time. One afternoon, my puppy chewed through the entire front and back and ruined several pages before I caught him. Devastated, he said. Yeah, there's no replacing that one for sure. I've heard of dogs, too, like knocking over cremains and somehow getting...
No.
Yeah, can
and
you imagine? Can you imagine? No! No, Fluffy. Hi, Angela!
Hey, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So, did you have a dog wreaking havoc in your house?
I did. You know, I didn't grow up with dogs, and so I got this roommate who had a Rottweiler puppy, and I was like, okay, I can handle this. And I didn't understand the dog ways. So I come home from work one day and I look out in the yard and the puppy's just tossing all sorts of toys around, like having the time of her life. Like, I'm like, wow, she's got a lot of new toys. And I look and it was about $470 Victoria's Secret bras that were being tossed around the backyard like a dog toy.
No!
So
yeah.
I mentioned it to the roommate and she looked at me like, your fault for leaving the bras out.
Yeah, it is kind of your fault. But my God, you're right. Those are not cheap bras. And the dog, dogs are perverts too. They go after, they go after that kind of stuff. So that is a funny story, Angela. And I think we all have a visual right now of a dog with a bra in its mouth. So, hey, you have a super dupes weekend. We appreciate you calling in. Take care, Angela. Here is Jacob. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're pretty good, buddy. So, do you have a dog that caused some problems?
Yeah, so I had two blue heelers, and this was kind of my fault as well. I had them in an apartment. You know, heelers have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So, I had them keep them kenneled. One day, I came back from the eye doctor's, got a brand new set of Oakley's $500 sunglasses.
Oh, no.
I came home. Put them on the counter. I was like, okay, I got to go back. I got to go to King Soopers. I leave, come back, and the case is on the ground. The dogs got out of my Alcatraz kennel prison I had them in, and they chewed through the lenses, just destroyed it.
No!
Yeah. And there was a second, same dogs, did a second occasion.
Yeah.
So... no. I came home. They got out of Alcatraz again.
Jeez.
And they got into my bedroom.
Yeah.
They dug a hole through my memory foam mattress all the way down to the bottom.
Good God, man.
And then they put their toys inside of it.
Sure.
Stuffed them down in there. and then they peed in it, and then they stuffed the blankets back into it.
Why were your dogs so mad at you, Jacob?
I don't know.
What did you do to those?
Because I kenneled them.
I was going to say, they're probably pissed at those kennels, man.
Yeah. And, I mean, I felt bad, but.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you got to know that they were trying those sunglasses on first before they destroyed them. You know
oh,
they
yeah.
did. They're
yeah.
like, do I look
dogs
cool?
Dogs have a sense.
Yeah,
dogs
they
have
really
a sense
do.
Of what you love, and they're like, I think I'm going to destroy that.
Yeah, it's mine now.
It's mine now. Jacob, that is what we're looking for, buddy. Really appreciate the phone call. Have a great weekend. So funny. And Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hey, you. I'm just reading some of the texts that are coming in. No name, 213 said, our lab somehow got into the pantry while we were at work and tore open a 25-pound bag of flour.
Ooh.
She said when we got home, it looked like a crime scene, and there were little white paw prints all over the house.
It's like the Hansel and Gretel leave the breadcrumbs, right?
Yeah, you knew where the dog was because the white powder was everywhere. My God. All right, Maria, tell us about your dog. What happened?
Well, this was when I was single in the 80s, and I had a Stafford Bull Terrier pit bull.
Yeah?
She was a puppy, and I had brand new nurse's shoes that cost me over $100. Oh. And this was the 80s. That was a lot of money, $100.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I came home. She not only destroyed my shoes, I mean, to pieces. I could never put them back together. They were so bad. And she also made she decided to chew a hole in my wall in my spare room.
Good God.
And I was like, I can't believe she did that. She never did it again. She was a good dog, but she, just those two things, that it really was something.
It was just that one-time thing with the wall. The dog was just curious. She's like, I wonder what that wall tastes like. Went in after it. Maria, thank you so much. Very funny. A couple more that quickly came in on the text line. Somebody said their golden retrievers swallowed not one, but two TV remotes.
Oh, that sucks.
Josh, did you have any you want to read?
Yeah, this one's funny. This one actually just came in from Christine, and this is so bad. I can't even imagine this. She said that she hung her bridesmaid dress on the outside of her door as she showered. She came back, and she says, little Pomeranian, which, by the way, I've had a Pomeranian.
Oh, yeah.
Worst dog ever. Completely unraveled the bottom half. And she goes, we had to same day ship it to try to fix it. And it still looked bad.
Oh.
That's horrible because you're the one ruining the wedding. You don't look good as the bridesmaid.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh. That dog would immediately go up for adoption.
Yes, absolutely.